VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has made headway in Europe on her Brexit deal, but at home, a political rival has slammed the draft political agreement. Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Following a round of talks with European leaders, May says the draft political declaration on future relations after Brexit lays the groundwork for a trade agreement with the bloc, as well as allowing Britain to forge deals with other countries. She says the draft under consideration represents the right deal for Britain, but she faces an uphill struggle with lawmakers. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the deal represents the worst of all worlds and that Britain will have no say over EU rules. It's unlikely Theresa May can rely on Labour lawmakers' support.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very substantial criminal records, some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean, the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people.
As expected, the board of directors of Nissan has voted to fire board chairman Carlos Ghosn after reports emerged that he had allegedly failed to report millions of dollars in income. Ghosn could be sent to prison for 10 years if he is charged with a crime, tried, and found guilty. A shareholder vote will come next to remove him as director. This is VOA News. Americans on Thursday celebrated Thanksgiving, but it was a difficult day for thousands of Californians affected by the worst wildfires in the state's history. The biggest fire destroyed more than 13,000 homes, although it is now 85% contained. At least 83 people are confirmed dead, but hundreds of people remain unaccounted for. Heavy rains are expected to make search and recovery efforts difficult because of the danger of flash floods and mudslides. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Rain is hampering the slow process of sifting through ash in the community of Paradise, where just two more victims' remains were found yesterday,
bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says more than 800 searchers will work as long as they can, and they're not taking a holiday.
All of those individuals understand the importance of that mission.
We're also guarding against looting, which has become a problem. Paradise Town Manager Lauren Gill says they're hosting a holiday meal for the community and hopes the displaced